to On a Cloud. Today I just wanted to jump into how I think of doing test coverage in an application. So I look at it as there's three major layers that I like to ensure that I have a certain level of test coverage with. So the easiest type of test coverage you can put in place is typically unit testing. So that's testing within your method. So if you have a method that takes a parameter, you might have a couple steps there that occur in that method. So a unit test is just going to test that these steps occur and that the data passed through is correct, basically. So that's really just testing that singular layer. A lot of times when I'm unit testing, I'm using a mocking framework to ensure that I'm not testing anything deeper than that specific layer. Next up to bat is integration tests. So this is where you might have a method, and again, it can take a parameter, only in this case, A actually calls out to a database or a data store. So now this is something where you might actually stand up data, make sure that what's retrieved is the value that you expect, and so this is doing an integration test. This can also be done in place of a method. It could be an API call where you're getting kind of that full integration story done. Again, this is more complex, so I favor unit testing first and then integration testing later. And then lastly, you can get to UI and UI workflow testing. So I really try to get at least all of your major UI flows done with automated testing for the main fact that you don't want to release a broken UI even if you've tested everything else. So stepping up to a project, what I like to kind of see, and these are really rough ballparks, but you know, 90% or better coverage with unit tests. This should be very achievable if it's a unit test. It's a lot more complex on the integration side. Hopefully you can get to a place where you're, you know, 80% covered on integration tests. You should definitely look at all those major APIs, those major methods, those major data channels, and put coverage there. So lastly, I step into the UI workflow testing automation. And I don't know if I quite have a percentage there, but you definitely want all of those main activities covered. So things that are really critical to your application, you want to have them covered with UI tests. So this is kind of how I see it. And the last thing that I always argue to, you know, people or companies is that there's no real point putting on, you know, these UI tests, which are much more complex and costly, until you have a good baseline in unit and a good baseline in integration. Once you have this all built out, you should be able to do releases really easily. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this, and we'll chat soon.